This is Commonwealth, a series dedicated to the expression of healthy discourse through conversations with friends and respected guests. Join me as we tackle hot topics, personal concerns, and other engaging themes. On this journey, I challenge you to not be so quick to react, but to be considerate and thoughtful of the actions we take. I'm your captain and host, Devin DeCasa. Hello, everyone. This is Devin DeCasa, and I'm reporting live from the crib since we're all being quarantined, which is cool. I'm going to try something new on a podcast of Commonwealth. Instead of doing like an interview, instead I'm going to go from a blog where you typically just like read it from a website to an audio blog, so where I can have a little bit more autonomy just over like how it's presented, like how my message is presented. And I hope that you all enjoy. Provide any feedback, comments, or if there's anything you'd like me to speak on or do research on, please send it my way and I'll definitely take a look at it. Okay. So the title of this blog is You Can't Lose Your Song. Whether it's Melodies from Heaven by Kirk, Song Cry by Jay-Z, or Dedication Part 1, 2, and 3 by Brandy, remember, you cannot lose your song. And by your song, I'm referring to your anthem, your mantra, the soundtrack of your life. It can change from past, present, and future, but you need that something to keep you moving. Something that inspires you, or something that makes you feel again. I believe that music is alive. A song is an encoded message from the Most High that's intended to be decoded because it's a message just for you. To decode this message, we have to block out all the extra noise, the distractions of ad-libs and background singers to get the root of it all, the good stuff. Not all music is meant to be conscious music or quote-unquote woke music, but I do believe you should feel something when you open your ears. When I was younger, I would hear my mother in the kitchen clanging pots and pans and preparing a feast after Sunday dinner. I was always curious why she would hum a little melody. She was the choir, the lead, and percussion. Some might say a young Aretha in a day. Now that I am older and I've pressed through some things, I know why she hums. She hums because that's all she has to get through the work, through the hardship, and through the struggle. If you live long enough, you realize you don't always need a band, a quartet, or hype man to sing your song. Sometimes you have to sing a cappella. This experiment is prevalent in all aspects of our lives. When we're in the mall, you hear shopping music. When you're in an elevator, you hear elevator music. When you're watching Disney or Pixar, there's always a musical or a singing giant that steals the show. I used to think those musicals were irksome until I got older and understood why they sang. A song can mean many things. A song is a burst of energy, pulsation of the body, and a capsule of memories. Music ushers in a sense of expectation. What are you expecting? Well, I think you have to ask yourself that.